Where it's are we okay at, to say that.
Where are we at right
God,
now?
You guys are insane.
As a group, where are we at with Trent Williams right now? I thought that they, you know, they used to run to the left side. Baldy would tell me all the time, Joe, they could play with their right hand tied behind their back because they're a one-handed team. And they would go with Aaron. And I didn't think Aaron Banks was worth $20 million.
Highest so I'm not. Highest graded Niner on offense, by the way, according to Pro Football Focus, Trent
Do
Williams.
You believe in Pro Football Focus?
Sometimes when I want to.
Do you know how they quantify grades?
Yeah, they use formulas and metrics and too bigs of words for me because I don't understand.
My eyeballs told me he just did not play good.
Yeah, so.
And I thought there was a couple of specific spots. They had a 3rd and 3 before the 4th and 2. They ran to the left side, which is like a hallmark play for them. And they just the play just got blown up. And then he's like jarring with the other team. And I'm like, Trent, what are you doing? I don't know. You know, Trent has been an excellent player for them, but the last 2 years, he has not been as good. He's still solid. He's just not as good as what he was a couple years ago.
He's not in that elite category right now.
No.
Maybe he gets there, but right now, I don't see it. I don't see it.
So you're with me on that.
I've watched the game. I mean, yeah, I think everybody sees it, right? And the whole Pro Football Focus, I asked somebody this because the run blocking grades and the pass blocking grades came out yesterday. And I've done work for PFF, done videos for them, but I don't believe in their metrics. I don't believe in their method on how to grade.
We don't know what the assignment is on a given.
So I asked somebody, I don't run the question, but I'm curious how PFF grades positions, blocking, et cetera. How useful is PFF in your opinion? So I got told, hey, they have a team of analysts who watch every game with cross-checkers. It's useful because there are people under the same umbrella and guidelines who watch every play from every game. To me, the grades are nebulous, but it gives a general idea of who's playing well and who's not, though they do not know the assignment of each player. I like it for stats, sacks, pressures, allowed, etc. So they don't know the assignments, and the Niners being the top 5 run-blocking unit, it's a joke to me, but some people run with it like, see, I told you, PFF said to grade. Come on, man. They're not running the ball well. There's not a lot of lanes to run through because teams, and I tell you what, as well as Pearsall has played, is there any team out there right now that fears the 49ers passing
game? No, they're not double-teaming him. They're
exactly.
They're going to say, he's still being very important right now. He is. But he's not, and this goes back to number one wide receiver. We talk about number one wide receivers. The guys that are true number one wide receivers need to be bracketed by multiple players, and they need to be honored on that side of the field and dictate coverage on the rest of the field.
Yep.
Right now, and it has been for a while, it's 5-man front on the line and then multiple linebackers, and they're saying, we dare you to beat us over the top, which is why the Pearsall play sticks out to me. Pearsall made a great catch.
Yep.
It goes down as a catch. It's a hell of a play by Pearsall. He adjusted to it. That should have been a better play had Purdy led him and threw it over the top, over the safety. Like, I thought they might have had 6 on that play. You're talking about home run plays. That's one they want
back. Kind of threw that off the back foot, kind of felt the rush there and just kind of let it fly. And, you know, in a situation like that, you just got to give your playmaker a chance to make a play.
And Pearsall made a great adjustment.
And Pearsall made a great play.
Incredible.
Sometimes you got to do that, especially when the rush is in your face. So, yeah, throw should be better. But I get it. He's throwing off the back foot. The rush is coming in. And you're just trying to get the ball up there and give your guy a chance to make a play. But to that point, they don't fear the 49ers passing game and their wide receivers, which is why teams are allowing from the Saints to the Cardinals and now to the Jaguars, go ahead, throw it on us.
Yep.
We do not fear you guys, but we're going to slam your run game and make sure that you are unbalanced because we know you don't like to be unbalanced. And we're going to slam your run game. So that's why it's hard for me to determine whether or not McCaffrey's lost a step. Is he the same from 2023? Probably not. But it's like, he's just done. He's cooked. Well, he can't be cooked when he's cooking dudes in the pass game all day long.
That's just it.
What I'm saying? So I don't know if he has a 5th gear yet because there's no running room.
Well, and I also think
he's been their second best receiver.
He might be their best receiver, right? I think one of the things that's been frustrating is without George Kittle, you see Juszczyk out there a lot, and he is lining up as a tight end, you know, in a traditional sense. But if I see him motion back and forth and back and forth, he moves so much before they're going to hike it to just slightly graze a guy in the run game. He's not plowing anyone right now. And I'm not trying to isolate him. He's not the only one, but it just feels very predictable. And teams aren't biting on any of the pre-snap motion stuff. They are standing pat and they're saying, we are going to dare you to beat our 8 and 9-man boxes.
No doubt. And they can't do it right now. And they cannot do it. And the Rams, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing. Yep. It's a copycat league. Teams see a game plan. They watch the film.
Well,
they say, we're going to employ this one. Here we go.
I'm very worried about Verse this week.
Verse, my Florida
State
guy.
He looks like Khalil Mack way back when.
My Florida State.
The power.
That's a team that could be 4-0. They blew the Eagles game,
they
right?
They should have blown that game.
I mean, you get a lot of these teams. So we're not going to apologize for wins.
No.
Because the Cardinals could be 3-1. Yeah. They could be 4-0. They're 2-2. This thing, that's why it's so important that they started 3-0.
Yep.
You stack those wins. And you know what? Maybe they're going to get so disrespected coming into Thursday Night Football. It's a divisional game. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see who suits up.
Even if they drop to, I'm just going, extreme here, 3-3, okay? Even if you drop to 3-3, I had them at 3-3 before the season. It's just how you got there was insane because of the injuries.
I keep saying, I'm good with 5-4 after 9. You got 6 year first 9 games on the road. You got the cross-country flight to Tampa Bay. You got Sunday Night Football against Atlanta. That's going to be a pivotal game. That's a swing game. Yeah. That's
even
a swing
Carolina's primetime game, that's their only primetime game.
Right.
That might be their
Sunday
Super Bowl.
Night Football. Yo, Carolina? Yeah that's later
I'm
down
not trying
line.
To like hype up Carolina.
They're going
to
smack Carolina.
but you're going to get their best effort. I'm not saying that's an yes, you should win that game, but we act like these teams also don't get fired.
Well, that's why I laugh when everybody says the schedule's easy. What are you watching?
Who knows where the Bears will be.
And that's a problem. I wanted to get into this on the other side. We got too many people who cover the team, and I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but we talk about this team. We don't have any appropriate fear for the opponents. We just think our stuff don't stink around here, and we refuse to give credit to other teams and tip your hat. Sometimes they just kick your ass, and they're better than you. So previewing another team and saying, oh, we're going to just slap them because they're Jacksonville. Oh, they're the same old Jaguars. Pay attention to what they're doing down there. They're cooking something good at Duval County.